On Thursday, we celebrated as Maronites the feast of the Epiphany. Last Sunday, you celebrated it. But there are many aspects to the Theophany, the Epiphany. And so in the Magnificat Antiphon for Second Vespers, it says basically, today we celebrate three great revelations of your majesty. The coming of the kings, recognizing that the Gentiles have recognized your divinity. Your baptism in the Jordan, where the Trinity is revealed to us. And then your power over the elements of the earth in holy at Cana, where the water is changed into water, for the water is changed into wine. Well, in our Syriac tradition from St. Raphka, the Maronites, we have a great writer named Dionysius Bar Salibi, who makes a very pious writing of what the Lord Jesus may have said as a prayer when he came out of the waters of baptism. And this beautiful prayer that Mar Salibi utters and writes down is one of the most profound meditations of what Christ's baptism means for us. And so I'd like to read a small section of this. And so he says, Father, I became a man according to your will. And since my birth until now, I fulfill what belongs to the human nature. I have kept and accomplished the commandments, the symbols and figures of the law. Now I am baptized, and I prepared baptism as a spiritual womb to beget man anew. And as John was the last priest of the old law, likewise I appeared as the first priest of the gospel. O Father, through my prayer, open up heaven and send your Holy Spirit over this womb of baptism. And as he descended and formed me in the womb of the Virgin, likewise let him descend and sanctify this womb of baptism to form man, to bring forth from it new children by making them your children, my brothers and sisters, and heirs of your kingdom. Let the priest of the new covenant, of whom I am through this prayer the head and the first, achieve what the priest of the law from Aaron to John have failed to accomplish. Send the Holy Spirit on their baptism, and each and every time they baptize and petition you, let the visible appearance of the Holy Spirit in my baptism, which is a proof that he will also descend in an invisible way in their baptism, to perform through them the service of the new covenant for which I became man. Dionysius Bar Salibi ends there. When Christ went into the Jordan, he did not need to be baptized. But by going into that water, he sanctifies all water, and he opens up this womb of baptism that allows anyone who goes into this water, and the proper words are used, that they are cleansed of their sin, they are marked for God for all time, and incorporated into the life of the blessed and holy Trinity, just as we heard in that gospel. When Christ was baptized, he was in the water. The Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove, and the Father spoke from heaven. The mystery of the Trinity is revealed before all. and we heard that this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. On this day of the baptism of the Lord Jesus by John in the Jordan, we need to renew our minds and hearts to the mystery of our own baptism, our own baptismal covenant. And we commemorate this revelation of the Trinity and the divinity of the Lord and the new birth that each of us receive in holy baptism. May we each be a worthy candidate and a worthy disciple. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.